Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We've got a very packed show here today, and we are opening with breaking news. Just a few minutes ago, WWE.com announced that Seth Rollins tore his right ACL, his MCL, his medial meniscus. All of this during the match with Kane in Dublin, where he went for a sunset flip powerbomb, his knee buckled. He managed to finish the match. They did go right to the finish. He had to be helped from the ring. He could put no weight on his knee. Now, when this happened, the feeling was, well, hopefully it's not too bad. Hopefully he can continue to work the tour. Not the case. Destroyed his knee. ACL, MCL, medial meniscus. He will be out 6 to 9 months. WWE.com announcing that the championship has been stripped from Seth Rollins. What is interesting about the story is at this moment on WWE.com, they are saying that there is going to be a tournament at Survivor Series, and that will determine a new WWE champion. Roman Reigns obviously was scheduled to get the match with Seth Rollins at Survivor Series. Now there has been a change. Obviously, all of this just went down, and I can tell you that there are meetings going on as we speak. There may be a change to what has been reported on WWE.com. And not a change in terms of the injury, but in terms of what they're going to do with the WWE title. There may be some big surprises, perhaps as early as Raw on Monday. Dave Meltzer is going to be joining us after the break. Mike Sempervivi as well. We'll also have Caleb Conley on later on in the show. It is a very packed day here today, and we'll be back in just a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Hey, sports fans, it's time to take football to a whole new level. Put the excitement back in the game and put your money where your mouth is. Real Vegas odds and incredible player props make MyBookie your best bet this season. Did the game already go off? Don't sweat it. MyBookie offers in-game live betting on all your favorite sporting events. Create your account today. Right now, the baseball playoffs are in full swing. Don't just watch the game, be a part of it. It's time to get off the sidelines and start winning today. We guarantee fast, convenient payouts over the phone or online. MyBookie is the best website for all of your wagering needs. Call now at 844-900-BETS. Enter promo code USA. That's USA. And receive a 100% bonus. That's 844-900-2387. Or go online to MyBookie.lv to open an account and start winning today. Only the biggest, only the best, only at MyBookie. Sign up today.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin. Win.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with Geico.
I remember it like it was yesterday. As I downloaded the Geico app, a bluebird landed on my finger. I said, "Hey, Mr. Bluebird, did you know you can add a car to your Geico policy with just a tap of your finger? Just scan the VIN number. It's so easy." After that, we watched the sunset together and ate birdseed. The birdseed tasted super weird, but the sunset was nice.
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a few taps away on the Geico app.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haleoak laminate flooring for just $229 a square foot. basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Halioak Laminate Flooring for $229. Now, at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. U.S. only, varies by market. Installation offer valid on laminates over $1.50 a square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
When you cough all day, you forget what a miracle coughing is. Your cough soars out of your mouth at 50 miles an hour. Your cough is faster than a greyhound and nearly twice as fast as the fastest man on earth. So when your husband spends all night coughing, remember what an amazing world you live in.
Or else, try Robitussin 12-Hour. It soothes and delivers fast, powerful cough relief for up to 12 hours. New Robitussin 12-Hour, because it's never just a cough. Use as directed.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on the show. It is the first day of what we plan to do every Thursday, which is have Dave Meltzer on the show to talk about what is in the brand new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which you can grab in print. We'll give you information on that. And also, as a subscriber to WrestlingObserver.com, you can read it every week, plus hundreds of archived issues. But here we are, Dave. It always happens. Amazingly, this didn't happen on a Tuesday.
It usually does.
That's right. Seth Rollins is down. Right ACL, MCL, medial meniscus tear. He's out of action 6 to 9 months. The WWE title has been stripped. And they are claiming on WWE.com a tournament at Survivor Series. What are your thoughts on this, besides it being an unmitigated disaster?
It's an unmitigated, yeah. In every way, it really shows the problems as far as the depth issue and making stars and things like that. It's funny because it didn't feel like Seth was so important, but when you take him out of the picture, you realize just how important he really is. They really don't have that strong heel. They've got to go with Kevin Owens as a strong heel. If Roman Reigns was going to win the championship, which was probably the case at Survivor Series, he could win a tournament. And it's good. But then it's like again, if you're going to do a tournament, are you doing a 4-man, an 8-man? Are you going to do is he going to win 3 matches in one night? Who does he beat in the finals? I mean, your two logical finalists would be Bray Wyatt and Kevin Owens. And Bray Wyatt, I don't think people want to see that again. Kevin Owens is new and fresh, and when they squared off with each other on Monday's show, there was kind of a little pop in the air, and there was before. But they haven't really protected Kevin Owens very well. But at this point, your options are low. They got a lot of thinking to do, and yeah, it couldn't have been worse. We were talking about it. Remember, we were talking about this last night about how there's been times where a guy goes down, that's very important, like Cena went down and things like that. And it's never good. But this is the top situation is really thin. And again, like we talked about a tournament for the championship, we've got, a lot of Dolph Ziggler's that we can put in a tournament, Cesaro's, and people like that. But people are going to look at that and go, these guys aren't going to win. Who except for Roman Reigns could win? Unless they just go, hey, we've got to go with Kevin Owens, we've got to make a heel right away, I can't think of anyone else.
There is a name that you have not mentioned. Sheamus.
Brock Lesnar or John Cena?
Sheamus. Their favorite.
No, I'm not
Sheamus.
Sheamus. I've thought about him. That's the thing. I am certain that they're on the phone with Brock Lesnar and John Cena right now. We'll see. I mean, what John Cena's commitments were, I'm under the impression he was going to do a TV show, so he may not be able to come back. But, if he came back, it would at least get them through the show, and it would add a little more intrigue. So I'm sure that we're going to get that much. They'll probably, I don't know, here's the other thing. If you got a tournament, and we're talking about Bray Wyatt, then what do you do with the Undertaker match? Do you put Undertaker and Kane in that tournament? Do you scrap that match? Are they now, it's like there's so many questions that are going to have to be answered on Monday. And it's good for Monday. They got, it's forcing them to shake up everything, but it's not in the right way, and we'll see how they choose everything.
Yeah, but isn't that really the silver lining that could be in this cloud? Is, well, John Cena has not gone away forever or anything like that. You know, he's going to be back possibly now sooner rather than later, but it does force them with their backs against the wall to now actually do something with Orton out, with Rollins out. I mean, doesn't this obviously Reigns losing, no matter what happens at Survivor Series, unless he goes over guys big and it's just it goes perfectly, there's going to be people who argue either way how important that title victory is, or if he doesn't win it again, was that too many times to fail? But doesn't this, except for that, put them against the wall and force them to do something, which in the past, when their backs have been against the wall, I mean, it seems to go, look, at least it forces them to do new, fresh things and put faith in people that they otherwise wouldn't.
Yeah, possibly. There's a lot of different directions. I mean, the thing is that it's not just the championship, but it's the heel side. You know, that's the weakness. That's why I think that they really need to strengthen the heel side. I wonder if that means, you know, a Roman, you know, if you can always do a Roman Reigns, John Cena program even.
At least for the short term, do you possibly get, unfortunately, tell Zeb Coulter to hit the bricks, and then you figure out ADR is going to be that guy who, you know, I guess he was in a holding pattern for Cena coming back anyway.
I thought of it. Alberto Rio or Sheamus.
I thought about that. The way his reaction is and everything. I mean, they may go with it because they may go in there and just go, hey, if our choice is ADR or Kevin Owens, we've tainted Kevin Owens, and we've pushed ADR. He had the big win against Cena. He's new. I easily could see that. I could easily see them like screwing Roman Reigns, going with ADR as a heel champion, and having Roman Reigns chase ADR. That is possible. I would still go with, you know, watching you know, the Del Rio match on Monday night. I would rather go with Kevin Owens, but
well,
I know
realistically
that
they got to take. They got to take care of everybody. I mean, now more than ever, they need to. So, I mean, even no matter what they choose, you can't have a bunch of soft guys hanging around, which was my big problem with Del Rio this past Monday. It's like, I don't care how much you're paying them. This sucks, you know, and now it may force them to go just to, basically to not put them in situations that are that poor.
Yeah, well, poor Jack Swagger, right?
3 hours on Monday. No John Cena, no Brock Lesnar, no Randy Orton, no Seth Rollins. Orton and Seth Rollins probably both out past WrestleMania. It's another big one.
Yeah, Rollins is almost for sure. I mean, Orton's going to be touch and go for WrestleMania. When they say with the injuries that he has, I mean, they may say 6 months, but for him to really come back, I'm thinking that that's an 8-month injury. It really is, because it's 6 months just to. You know, I mean, I guess you could possibly go 7, because when I think of fighters, it's usually about 8 to 10. But you know, with fighter, you have to be in a little higher level of shape. But still, you know, 6 months is pushing it. I can't see him at Mania, because again, the other thing with Mania is they want guys for Mania. If you're going to be in Mania, they want guys who are going to be ready by mid February, early March at the latest, because they want to build them up everything on television the whole last month. They may make an exception in his case just because they may be needing stuff for Mania, but yeah, it's going to be very, very, very tough for him to make. You know, I would say that we should not count on him for Mania at all.
Just to hear Dave's reaction.
Obviously, whatever the Mania plans were, I mean, there's no doubt that Seth was going to be in one of the top two or three matches on that show.
Just to hear your reaction, how about the one-night tournament idea, and Roman Reigns struggles through all these matches, he's beaten down, he finally wins the big one, and then Sheamus cashes in and steals it?
Yeah, I mean, you could do that.
This is not an impossible scenario.
They may do that, but I think that's, you know, I think that's not the best idea, but there's no great ideas. I mean, I would be, you know, if I was in the war room, I would be arguing against it, but I mean, they may have to just go with Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose. You know, whether they were going to do it or not, or when they were going to do it. I mean, the one thing is if they were going to do it, like let's say in 3 months, they may it really may just be the time to say, okay, you know, we've got to do it right, you know, right away. We've got to do it Survivor Series.
So that's the latest on the Seth Rollins situation. Do you have time to stick around for one more segment after this?
Sure.
All right, well, let's get started now. The new edition of the Wrestling Observer newsletter, which is available for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com as well as all of the audio, is about, 35, 40,000 words.
45.
45,000 words this week. One-third the length of Death of WCW, for those that have read that book. And the headline story, obviously, is the 2015 Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame. A bunch of new entries headlined by Brock Lesnar. We talked a lot about this last night on the show with Matt Farmer. But Brock Lesnar, Hall of Famer, tons. He got a lot of the vote. And I presume that a lot of that was just the past year or so of him being the guy. Actually, hold on. I did that, and now the commercial's here. So stand by, Dave. We'll talk about the issue after the break. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-221-0010 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-221-0010. That's 888-221-0010.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
I guess this isn't really news, but we've just been told that they are in the middle of rewriting all television and all of Survivor Series over the next couple of days, so maybe we'll get more information here as the days roll on about what the idea is.
Obviously.
Yes, this is hardly breaking news.
Well, I mean, that's obvious that they're going to have to redo it. Like we said, like if you look at those matches that they were planning, like Dean Ambrose and Kevin Owens and Undertaker and Kane against the Wyatt family and all that, if you're going to do a tournament, you're going to have those people in the tournament. You know, even Dolph Ziggler and Tyler Breeze, unless they do a four-man tournament. But even with a four-man tournament, it's going to be tough. You have to at least scrap some of those matches.
Yep. And obviously, probably rewriting some plans through Royal Rumble, through WrestleMania, with Seth gone. Everything's changed.
Everything, because Seth was in the middle of the plans for everything between now and Mania, as far as the championship picture went. He was going to be, whether Reigns was going to win the title or not, Seth was going to be in that title picture through WrestleMania. So, yeah.
All right, since we talked a lot about the Observer Hall of Fame on the show last night, I don't want to repeat too much, but I can note that as we're talking about Brock Lesnar here, he did get a sizable percentage of the vote, way more than the 60% required from all of the reporters, historians, etc., to get into the Hall of Fame. It is now the next day. Have you gotten feedback? Is there any interesting feedback you've gotten, people that for whatever reason are furious about this or that or very excited?
There's always going to be people, that are going to be mad. But, I mean, here's the thing. It's like for the guys, I look at those guys who got in, and again, I didn't vote for, of the six people who were there. I only voted for two, and that was Brock and Ivan Koloff. I take that back. I did only vote for two. I didn't vote for the Assassins. I didn't vote for Carlos Colon, and I didn't vote for Shinsuke Nakamura. But when I wrote up the issue, it's like they're all so strong. There's no problem. You can't be like everyone on the ballot has a case. So to get 60% of the vote, it's a thing. Like if people are mad because somebody didn't get in, I can get that, but there's, six people got in voting wise. That's a big year. It's the biggest year we've had since 2004. So it's like everyone that got in is deserving. And there's people at that top, from Gene Okerlund and Brian Danielson and the Sharp brothers and a lot of people like that may get in next year because there's a ton of votes being taken off with those guys that got in. And those guys, again, I voted for Brian Danielson. I think he belongs. The Sharp brothers, really, when it comes to historical significance in Japan, I got to say that when you really research it, they almost have to be in. So there's a lot of guys, a lot of guys who will be in probably next year as well, just because of the way the ballot is thinning out. And that's good. These are, deserving people.
Now, another big story from the Observer this week is everything that's going on with Alberto Del Rio. We have talked about this to a degree on the show. Alberto is signed with WWE. There was a lot of speculation about what he was being paid, which is a story and also a non-story, because I guess at the end of the day it doesn't matter. But if it is 1.45 or 1.25 or even a million downside guarantee, I mean, it matters to a degree that they really wanted the guy. And he's probably going to get a sizable push because of it. And as you noted, when it turns out that wrestlers hear about a guy making that kind of money, there's a lot of unhappiness. And what is the latest right now as far as, is he ever going to drop the mega title?
Not in the ring, he's not, no. There's a whole big story on how this is all going down, what's going to be allowed, what's not going to be allowed. I don't expect him to wrestle for anyone from this point on, except for WWE. I know AAA wants him. I know that just from the feedback I've got from WWE about it, I don't, it's a really weird situation because their basic take on everything, when I asked, it's like, is he going to be allowed to go back? The answer is that we are under the impression that he has no obligations anywhere else. So that's a no. But that statement, we are under the impression he has no obligations anywhere, it's like, if you read the news, hasn't that been like one of the biggest,
yes,
before this stuff was said, what was really the biggest news story the last 2 weeks is all those shows that he was advertised for that he'd agreed to, that, whether they coincided or didn't coincide with dates, is he going to be able to go back? Is he going to, again, all the different promoters in Mexico that he had shows with, so it's a very... it's almost like see no evil, hear no evil. We don't know of any dates he's booked for, and it's kind of like, isn't that like the biggest story in wrestling, right? You know, of the last few weeks.
I remember the night that he debuted. That night, we were hearing, oh, well, you know, he's going to be able to honor his AAA dates. And it was like an immediate red flag because this is not how WWE operates. I mean, there are guys who are signed, but they haven't debuted on television. And so they're allowed to finish off their dates before they come in. But the idea that a guy is going to debut.
Actually, that's in most cases, that's not the case. There's guys that they talk about signing. But if you remember, like Kevin Owens, like we knew he was going in and he finished out his dates. But the reality is he did not sign the contract. When he signed the contract, when he actually signed the contract itself, he didn't work anywhere else.
That's right. And
you know,
had
like they wait for the medicals. There's a lag process in the sense of we know guys that Biff Busick, just as an example. I mean, I saw him at the PWG show and he was on the radar and we knew he was going in, but he had not actually signed the contract at that point. Once they sign you, they don't want you getting hurt anywhere else.
Well, not just that, but remember when Samoa Joe signed and it's like, oh, Samoa Joe
is supposed to be a different contract.
Yeah. Soon as he wanted to work somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, like
new contract.
Rhino has a deal. And Rhino works NXT, and Rhino works indies all the time, okay? But Joe, I mean, the thing with Joe was that, and Joe did, you know, he did go back and do, his last Ring of Honor date, although they had the big fight, and it wasn't allowed on television and things like that. But you got the contract he was offered was not a normal WWE contract, so the situation's very different between him and Alberto. There's so much that's being said that is so contradictory. So, I mean, like in this issue, I mean, you'll get every side of the story on what's being said. And in the end, you got to make up your mind on what you think the truth is among all these different versions of the truth that are going around over, you know, again, I know too many people that were promoters that they were told, and this is after the signing, that, oh, don't worry, he's still going to be able to work for you. So it's not like it's some miscommunication. It's there's people telling different stories. And what the truth is, like even with the Combate Americas, which is the show that he does the announcing for, the MMA show NBC Universo, they're under the impression that he's still with them, that he's still going to be an announcer for them. I am skeptical that's going to happen. Now, it's not wrestling, and it's on a Wednesday, so it's not, you know, he wouldn't have house shows that same night. But, you know, when you're with WWE, do you announce on somebody else's television? When you're a wrestler with WWE,
Of course not.
Yeah, so.
Especially
so,
when you're a wrestler, well, yeah. This is not happening.
With WWE, yeah. So, there's clearly a lot of communication issues, and there's a lot of stuff that contradicts each other going around on the Alberto story for sure. You know, from the money, from everything. And the money thing is so interesting because, you know, the WWE's claim of what he's making as a downside, and granted, that's downside is sometimes taken the wrong way, but as a downside, I mean, that's less than he was going to make with just the different offers he had on the table for 2016 that I know of, and that's not including any independent work. That's just including, you know, different things that he could have done between AAA and some other deals, and that's not including even Lucha Underground. If you would have included Lucha Underground, it'd be even more than that he was fixing to make 600, and it's like, so why would he go in for, you know, and work far less dates, so why would he go in for twice as many dates when he's got, you know, young kids and he wants to see his kids? But there's reasons for that. I mean, again, you build your name up more in WWE. It's a really interesting, detailed story because it involves with Alberto, it involves usually when it comes to these type of guys, they may be working for, say, Ring of Honor or maybe for TNA or New Japan Pro Wrestling, and they come to WWE, and it's like, okay, whatever happens, and then you're done. I mean, the Alberto story involves so many different companies, because not just the companies he was working for, but every MMA company out there was having communication with him or interest in him. I mean, from Rising on New Year's Eve to everyone, whether it was Bellator. I mean, they were all interested in him. So it covers a lot of different. It covers, you know, and he's got his announcing, and he's got, you know, Spanish, other things in Spanish TV that, you know, where there are probably some talks on. I mean, there's just so much to the that this affects. And of course, for AAA, I mean, you know, as devastating as the Rollins thing is for WWE, and it is, Alberto leaving AAA is more devastating for AAA.
The wrestling
because he was their world champion.
That's right, and still is.
And still is, technically, right.
The Wrestling Observer newsletter is available via hard copy. If you'd like this issue that we just talked about, plus three more issues, you can send $13 to P.O. Box 1228, Campbell, California, 95009. There's also information on how to get hard copies at WrestlingObserver.com. And if you sign up at WrestlingObserver.com, not only do you get all of the awesome audio shows, but you can read The Observer every single week, plus our entire back issue library. Dave, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today. We're going to be back in just a minute with more Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Steiner Sports is the largest, most trusted sports memorabilia company in the country, carrying game-used memorabilia, autographed and unsigned items from hundreds of teams and athletes. Celebrate the 2015 World Series champion Kansas City Royals by shopping the collection at steinersports.com/royalswin. For a limited time, receive 25% off any unsigned items such as man cave and home signs, World Series team photos, and more. Enter promo code ROYALS25 at checkout. That's ROYALS25 at steinersports.com/royalswin. Plaster is a portable spittoon and the ultimate accessory for smokeless tobacco users. It's easy to conceal in a pocket and discreet enough to be used in public without unwanted attention. You can palm it, twist the top, and empty your mouth in one smooth motion. Available in an extensive selection of sleek designs, Plasters feature the exclusive thumb lock twist cap for one-handed use. This innovation virtually eliminates the risk of spills, making it ideal where you are on the go. It's great for NASCAR races, hunting, fishing, and more. Visit Plaster.com or call 1-800-476-5600.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
You're listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Also joined today by Caleb Conley. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about, including Evolve this Friday and Saturday night. Friday, Ybor City, Florida. Caleb is going to be wrestling Drew Galloway. Very big match right there. And on Saturday, he'll be wrestling TJ Perkins. Also a big match. Saturday is in Orlando, Florida. Both of these shows are available on iPay-per-view, WWNLive.com. Caleb, welcome to the show. How you doing?
I'm doing great, guys. How about yourselves?
I hear that you have teamed with Tony Nese, who was on the show on Tuesday.
Yeah, we've been teaming for a while now. We were the last Dragon Gate USA Tag Champions. It's going pretty good.
He's a fine partner, I presume.
Yeah, he's a great dude all around. There's nothing that guy can't do, really.
A friendly rivalry, so hopefully you can have as good or better a show here today than he did.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Tony Nese is a fine fella. So you've been working for Dragon Gate Evolve. You've got the match with Drew Galloway, TJ Perkins this weekend. Any thoughts on those two matches?
Drew Galloway is a massive individual. I guess you probably already knew that. But I don't think you can really grasp that until you're in the ring with him. I've had the opportunity to wrestle him one more time, one previous time about a year ago, and I don't think I've ever been hit nearly that hard in my entire life.
Really?
And so I've been really mentally preparing for a slug out.
What did he clobber you with, just out of curiosity? Everything?
Everything, I think. Like, I think he's like a 15 or 16 boot, so anytime like a boot comes near you, it's taking off your entire face. The guy is just, he doesn't know his own strength, I don't think. It's incredible.
It's funny because you would think that these former WWE guys, I mean, it is different than the 80s. I know that nowadays when you train at the Performance Center, they do tell you to lay it in, but they're not, obviously you can't go out there when you're working four nights a week and Raw and SmackDown and pay-per-views and pummel each other. So it's kind of interesting that here he is as a guy that pummels you.
I mean, to say he pummels you, yeah, I think he just doesn't know his own strength, to be honest with you. Like, he's safe to be in the ring with, but I swear to you, like, he hit me with a chop and it knocked me off my feet legit.
It's a powerful chop. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, yeah, it's insane. Like, I've never been hit that hard in my life. And I would hit him back as hard as I possibly could. He's like, oh, yeah, that's fine. That's great. I love it.
Caleb, the life of an independent wrestler, just looking at all the guys that you have faced this year, such a wide variety of them, and working such a wide variety of promotions as well, too. How do you think your year has gone now that it's almost ending? And do you ever get up early and turn on Pop TV and watch Paragon Pro to see yourself on there?
I don't have Paragon. I don't have Pop TV. So I have caught it a few times when I've been on the road and I've been like at a hotel or whatever that might have it, or staying at a friend's house that might have it. So I've seen it once or twice. The product is a lot better now than when it originally started. I think, they were trying to get the kinks out, and a lot of people didn't know what to expect when it first aired, and they might have seen, like, the first episode or two. And I didn't see those episodes, but I heard there were some malfunctions and technical problems and just not the best production value, to be quite honest. And a lot of those kinks have been ironed out now, and they've got new people doing production. And I think what I've seen lately from the show, especially from just the live perspective, has been a lot better.
Next June will be your 10-year anniversary in the business. And yeah, imagine that. Looking back, how can I ask this question? Obviously, there's a lot to learn over 10 years. Was there a period in your career where you sort of started to figure out, okay, I think I get this wrestling thing? Are you there yet? Did this happen early on? Were you a late bloomer?
I think I always think I have it figured out, and I never do. I think there's always something to learn. I remember when I did a few Ring of Honor spots several years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, whatever it was. And about that time, I felt like I was really capable of, being with that company, and I could, I could manage doing what they were doing. At that time, I felt that way. And then, looking back at it now, maybe I wasn't ready for that, and maybe that's why it didn't work out. And right now, I feel like I'm as good as I've ever been, and I feel like I could do just as good as anybody in Evolve or Dragon Gate USA or wherever it is that I'm working. I feel like I am I'm capable of being a top guy there. But, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, I could have a completely different thought process. And hopefully 6 months from now, a year from now, I'll be that much better.
Well, has this been your best year? And what has stuck out? Because you have, I mean, from PJ Black, and there's just been a ton of matches, many of which that, you know, being involved with Evolve has afforded you. What sticks out to you most this year?
Most this year, I've had a lot of good opportunities. Some of them haven't panned out, like they haven't paid the dividends that I thought they would. But everything this year has gone by pretty well. The end of last year, I think it was the day after Christmas, I dislocated my elbow, and that put me on the shelf for about a month. And during that time, I was supposed to wrestle Gargano for the Dragon Gate USA title, and I didn't get that opportunity, and that was a real big setback. And then the fact that I was on the shelf for about a month and really couldn't do much in the gym set me back a little bit further, just cardio-wise, and I put on a few pounds, and I feel like this whole year has kind of been trying to bounce back from that. I feel like I have, but it's been a fight to get back to where I was, would have been in January when I had a title shot.
Another big change, looking back at 10 years on the independent scene and wrestling around the world. If you look at the indie scene in 2006 and you look at the indie scene today, some things are the same. Some things have changed dramatically. I'm sure you don't know all of the details about what's going on with WWE and Evolve, because I don't know if anybody does, but something is definitely going on. Sami Zayn was at the show a couple of weeks ago, and there are some Dragon Gate Evolve guys that have been working NXT. I mean, this would have been inconceivable 10 years ago. What changes?
A year ago,
that's right. What are some of the biggest changes you've seen on the independent scene in wrestling going back 10 years now?
I remember when I first started, like, just being like a name, having that kind of somewhat of a name value on the independent scene, it seemed to work against you as far as WWE caring about you at all. That's obviously changed, seeing that all of the top guys of the independent scene are signed right now. Another thing is, on the opposite end of that, when a WWE guy or a TNA guy or something like that would get released and they would be touring the independents, a lot of those guys, not naming any names, but they seemed to phone it in. It seemed like those guys, you were a WWE guy and you went to an independent show, you just kind of rolled to your greatest hits in an 8 to 10 minute match and signed some autographs and said goodbye. Whereas today, I think guys are leaving WWE and they're hungry and they want to impress people and they want to go out there and show people that, you know, maybe they weren't able to go out there and really, you know, burn the house down on TV, but they have that ability. And one of those guys would be Galloway.
You know, you mentioned Galloway, and I remember we were talking about Alberto Del Rio earlier on the show, but I remember he had a match on Ring of Honor TV. I can't remember who it was. It doesn't matter. But I remember watching the match and just thinking, this Del Rio is working his ass off. I mean, he's working harder here than he worked in WWE. And I do remember a couple of years ago, I don't remember when it was or when I first noticed it, but there was that shift where all of a sudden these guys that used to be in WWE were ending up on the indie scene. And maybe it was because among the hardcores, the indies were really cool, or like you said, maybe just they just figured they had something to prove. But all of a sudden, all of these guys were killing it on the indies.
Yeah. I know, I remember, because I work at High Spots, I remember, I don't know, probably 6 or 7 years ago, getting, like, we would see orders for, like, John Morrison, and he would be ordering PWG stuff and CZW stuff, and he was watching all this.
Oh, yeah.
You could tell in his work, and then when he got onto the indies, you could tell in his work then, too.
Yeah, every now and then you could see a guy in WWE and you know, Seth Rollins, for example, he started doing the Sling Blade, and it's like, okay, you know, maybe you got that from Finn Balor, but, I mean, more likely you've been watching your... And I know there are plenty of guys like Daniel Bryan watched all of the G1 this year and was just studying all of the matches. It's a thing now. A lot of these guys are watching more of this stuff and trying to bring it to the matches. And as you mentioned, as far as, like, what WWE is looking for. There have been guys who have been released, and they were flat out told, go become a star on the indies, and you can probably get back here.
Yeah, I think it's great, and I think a lot of that has to do with things like WWE having iPay-per-views, and everything is much more, it's much more obtainable nowadays, where 10 years ago, you went to an indie show, and the only people that saw it were the 150, 200, or whatever it drew. Those are the only people that might have ever seen that show. But now you know, DVD sales and video on demand things and iPay-per-views. It gives everyone in the world the chance to see a show that 5 or 10 years ago had 100 people in a gym.
Have you been given the impression that there are going to be more spots open on NXT for guys like you and Evolve? Gargano, obviously, is done very, very well there. I mean, winning matches. It's not just like on television or being a rosebud. He's been on there and he's won matches. He's looked great. Have you gotten the impression that there's going to be spots open for other guys?
We've kind of been given an impression that that's the case, but like you said earlier, you don't know the full details of the situation. I don't know the full details of the situation. To be completely frank, I don't know if WWE knows the full details of the situation. So I think everyone's just playing it by ear and seeing what happens and see where it goes. So I would love to say that, yes, it's going to be a door open and it's going to be my way to WWE. But I don't know that for sure, and I'm not going to get my hopes up. I'm just going to go out there and try to have good matches with Paragon and try to have good matches with Evolve and everywhere that I go, FIP, just have the best matches I can, and hopefully that'll get me noticed one way or the other.
Well, the next two big matches, Drew Galloway, Caleb Conley, coming up Friday, Ybor City, Florida, as well as TJ Perkins versus Caleb Conley, Saturday in Orlando. And if you are not in the area, you can watch them on WWNLive.com. And Caleb, before we have to wrap it up, let's get some information here on any of your other upcoming dates that you'd like to get out there, any social media, anything of that nature.
The first week in December, I'm defending my FIP world title against Grand Akuma at Tier 1 Wrestling in Deer Park, New York. What else do I have coming up? Big Time Wrestling. I think they're just bigtimewrestling.com. They have several dates coming up in the next few weeks. I'll be on all of those. What else do I got?
At Caleb Conley on Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter at Caleb Conley, Instagram at Caleb Conley. I have a pro wrestling team store. Buy some stuff. Help me out.
All right, well, Caleb, I want to thank you so much for doing the show today, and we're going to be back in just a moment to wrap up the show, Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. In breaking news that is not really breaking news, Mike, we have been told that Triple H versus Seth Rollins is not taking place at WrestleMania now.
No.
Yeah, that's the word.
I cannot believe that. Well, you know, hey, it's holding the match in inside Cowboy Stadium, where two Cowboys have fallen to the same injury this year. Maybe Seth Rollins can somehow rise from the... Actually, no, he won't be at WrestleMania, and that'll be sad. But, hey, again, I'm going to take this as possibly a silver lining and forcing them to do something, and I hope things do get stirred up and go in a positive direction, because the other guy we've forgotten about too in this is Rusev, and man, Rusev's injury right now is a very glaring one too.
Man, we got a lot to talk about over the next couple of days, everybody. We're going to be back live noon Pacific, 3 Eastern tomorrow. We're going to talk all of the news. We'll take your phone calls, text messages, as well as likely be joined by the Doctor of Lucha, Steve Sims, to talk about everything south of the border. Don't forget, if you missed any portion of today's show, we replay at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern on Sports Byline USA. The commercial-free replay will also be available in about 5 minutes on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, only for subscribers. We have more subscriber-only shows coming up later on today, including the Brian and Vinny show, which is going to be a fun time talking NXT, Raw, and more. And, of course, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Thanks, Mike, as always. Dave, Caleb Conley, all of the callers and listeners, everybody at Byline. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.